AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran has attacked at least one ship in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as Trump announced he would extend the ceasefire with Iran at Pakistan's request. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Iran has fired on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, damaging the vessel and complicating efforts to bring the US and Iran together in Pakistan for talks to end the war. And the British military says another ship has come under attack in the Strait. The first attack by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard came after President Donald Trump said the US would indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran, which had been due to expire today, Wednesday, to give Tehran time to come up with a unified proposal. Iran's offered no formal acknowledgement of Trump's ceasefire extension. Wednesday's attacks come after the US seized an Iranian container ship after shooting at it this past weekend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President J.D. Vance's trip to Pakistan for the new round of peace talks is on hold. Voters in Virginia have approved a congressional redistricting plan. It could help Democrats win up to 4 more U.S. House seats. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the group is accused of raising millions of dollars to secretly pay leaders of hate groups like the Ku Klux Klan for inside information. The civil rights organization has called the allegations false. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced that the military will no longer mandate the flu vaccine for American troops. He said the reasons are medical autonomy and religious freedom. Asian shares were mixed in cautious trading today. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. An NFL coach is speaking out for the first time since alleged compromising photos of him with a female league reporter were published.
Mike Vrabel said Tuesday that he's had, quote, difficult conversations with people I care about, end quote, including his family, his coaching staff, and players, following the publication of photos of the Patriots coach and longtime NFL reporter Diana Russini at an Arizona resort. The photos were of Vrabel and Russini at a Sedona resort and were taken before the annual NFL meetings in March, according to the New York Post, which published the photos. Vrabel and Russini, who are both married, released written statements to the Post downplaying what the photos depict. Russini resigned from The Athletic less than a week later. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Alan Osmond, the eldest member of the chart-topping family act, the Osmonds, died Monday after decades with multiple sclerosis. He was 76. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.